And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of September, 2011. Today is Michaelmas, the feast day of the Archangel Michael in the Christian world, a very important day in times past. It fell near the equinox and marked the fast darkening of the days in the northern world. It was the end of the harvest, the time for farm people to calculate how many animals they could afford to feed through the winter and which ones would be sold or slaughtered. It was the end of the fishing season, the beginning of hunting, the time to pick apples and make cider. It was also a day for settling rents and accounts, which farmers often paid for with a brace of birds from the flocks that they had hatched that spring. Geese were given to the poor, and their down was plucked and sold for the filling of mattresses and pillows. Michaelmas was the time of the traditional printer's celebration, the day on which printers broke from their work to form the last of their pulp into paper with which to cover their open windows against the coming cold, because they could not afford glass. In the past, the traditional Michaelmas meal would have been a roast goose, the big gray goose. People would also bake blackberries into pies and crumbles, and they would bake St. Michael's bannocks, a large flat scone of oats and barley and rye, baked on a hot griddle, eaten with butter or honey or blackberry preserves. Today is the day thought to have been the birthday of Cervantes, Miguel de Cervantes, the author of Don Quixote, born the fourth of seven children in a small university town near Madrid. He was a soldier by his early 20s. He was in a major naval battle and sustained 3 gunshot wounds, which rendered his left hand useless. Went back to active duty, was captured by pirates, carried off to Algiers, held prisoner for 5 years until the ransom was paid, and then he came back to Spain deeply in debt for the ransom, had to earn a living as a tax collector, a job for which he had little aptitude. He was also writing plays, wrote 20 to 30 fairly successful plays in a 6-year span, and his first novel, La Galatea, came out in 1585, and then in 1605, his magnum opus, Don Quixote, the story of an elderly but absurd knight-errant and his squire, a book with an immense panorama of individuals and adventures, written with humor and compassion for the human condition, that have made it a beloved book to so many readers for more than 400 years. Don Quixote, which has come to be considered the first modern novel and by many critics considered to be among the best works of fiction ever written. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Living Things. Our poems are like the warthogs in the zoo. It's hard to say why there should be such creatures. But once our life gets into them, as sometimes happens, our poems turn into living things, and there's no arguing with living things. They are the way they are. Our poems may be rough or delicate, little or great, but always they have inside them a confluence of cries and secret languages, and always they are improvident and free. They keep a kind of Sabbath. Living Things, a poem by Ann Porter, from An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.